flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm curious your thoughts about this new partnership. Apparently, January 31st, Don Julio and Popeyes have teased a collaboration.
Are you kidding me?
I swear before
tequila and chicken.
They have not said what it is. They've not. But right here, Clint, I'll tell you, they have proposed.
And who's putting that out there? I got to see, is it valid?
I believe it is.
I mean,
January 31st. Like, but what could it be? Like, you're not selling. They're not giving you a little small bottle of Don Julio. Is there about to be some sort of a drunk chicken thing?
I don't know.
Crazy chicken flavored tequila seasoned Popeyes fried chicken.
I don't know what chicken. This is one of those deals for
not
me.
Not just chicken, Popeyes.
That's the number one fried chicken spot for me, and I'm talking any and everywhere. Even if we don't have a location here, that's number one.
It's pretty up there.
I mean, for the their biscuits are absolutely tremendous.
KFC famous
little Don
bowls
Julio
are good
and
too,
the biscuits. Yes, what would that mean?
And look, I know a lot of people. The Don Julio thing is more of a commercialized brand, and I'm sure there's some whatever. But I'm just going to be honest with you, man. You sit me down and let me sip on a little 1942, I'm all right. I'm just going to tell you, 1942 and Popeyes. When was Popeyes established? Was it 1942?
Well, that's a good
thought. Is there something in the 1942 year?
Yeah, surely. Like
1972.
Really?
That's 3 decades.
Surely, 30 years later.
Surely this is not a deal of incorporating the two products together to make it edible.
I will try it if they do. If they infuse tequila into fried chicken, I'm in. Absolutely. 100%. I'll try it. I mean, I'm not going to say I damn sure try it.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Yeah. That drunk chicken. That drunk chicken, baby.
There you go.
That drunk chicken. Somebody, I retweeted it out, and I said, what is this collaboration? By the way, January 31st, again, somebody text back and said, heartburn. Hell, that thing.
Make it a little bit of that.
Get you some Nexium, friend.
What in the world? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What could the collab coming up January 31st between Don Julio, 1942, Don Julio, and Popeye's Chicken? What the hell could that mean?
Can 1942 do a bottle that's a chicken leg straight up? So go from a bat look to a chicken leg?
Like beer can chicken kind
of? No, I'm just talking about the shape of their 1942 bottle be like a chicken leg instead of a bat. You know, that 1942 is real tall. Just make me a big tall, like short.
That's innovative.
Shorten it up a bit and get me a good thick chicken leg. That'd be good.
Text line coming through. Popeyes will have tequila on draft, maybe. Maybe they'll have it inside. Ooh.
I don't know if that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to. It better be 1942. That could be a rough morning.
Somebody said tenders.
Tequila tenders.
There we go.
They'd have Tyler for damn sure.
Oh, that might be a little too strong for Tyler right there. That's right. It lies.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds maybe like a spicy. They'll mix that thing in with a little spicy look. Yeah, that is
You start talking about tenders, tequila. I mean, my ears perk up. All you got to do is mix in a little of a certain kind of Tuesday, and I'd be in.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, man. Somebody, like, first off, I won't even read it. I will not accept any negativity towards Popeye's chicken. I will not give you. I just want to share with you the people on here. That person on here. No, I will not even
take that to churches.
Now, young man, I just need you to get yourself a good 8 or 12 piece. Get you some red beans and rice, and get you them biscuits, and let's roll. And get you a little bit of this
gravy.
This Don Julio.
You care for me to shed a little light on this?
Oh, you got some more action?
It's real.
Oh, I told you it's real.
Popeye's cooking up a collaboration with tequila brand Don Julio. What's going on? Is it chicken and liquor? Sounds like a party. Popeye's and Don Julio are teasing a collab. The chicken chain and tequila brands begin promoting on their social media, so it is real. Could it be chicken flavored tequila or chicken or tequila flavored chicken? I would prefer chicken flavored.
Yeah,
tequila.
I don't know anything to do with it.
Yeah, I don't want
my. Could you imagine taking a shot and tasting a little bit of taste of a thigh?
Ooh, well, yeah. I mean, right now I'm hungry, so yeah, I could. The brands, being Don Julio and Popeyes, provided no details, just a video with quick shots of a DJ, revelers, chicken, and bottles of reposado tequila.
I'm watching
tequila
it right now.
And a black takeout box.
I'm watching it. Damn it,
the
Tyler.
Black takeout box with two branded logos.
There it is. That.
What did I do?
Tyler, Popeyes, they're geniuses. They're geniuses. They do this like every once in a while. You remember they had that chicken craze where everybody's going crazy about them damn chicken sandwiches?
Sandwiches, yeah.
And they promoted, yeah. That was genius because they followed whoever had done it, right?
I thought they were the ones that went crazy.
No, you're right.
It was Popeye.
Yeah. They're the ones who kind of started the trend.
I tried to go for like 2 or 3 straight weeks, and they'd sold out every time I pulled
up. Yeah, I remember that.
And I went to multiple ones. And now they done something with this Don Julio.
Now you need to try, at least try the KFC Famous Bowl, man.
I mean, we're trying to have a serious conversation.
I'm dead serious. It'll change your life.
Clearly you're not.
The party starts January 31st.
31st, yes.
I like
this video. What are they going to do? Oh, man. Little bastards. What are they going to do? I'm in on this. Maybe a dip? Nice one. Nice call, somebody. Maybe like a
citrusy, Julio, like margarita Julio
dip? That you can dip it in? You know, no, I need more than that. You ain't going to do no video and do all this stuff. I need more than that.
I'm catching up here. This has got legs, and we're going to be there. This has got
Clint
legs.
Is so genuinely excited,
Tyler,
he can't contain it. Oh my God, he's lighting
Clint
up.
Said, this has got legs, and we're going to be there.
And we're going to be there.
Chicken legs.
No, look. Lame. I found it. Now, this is just speculation, but it should be noted that the big game this year, the Super Bowl, could imply that the collaboration is tied to the NFL Super Bowl in some capacity, which is scheduled to go down on Sunday, February the 9th. Interestingly enough, Popeye's Chicken was founded in 1972 in New Orleans.
Nailed it.
Which is where the Super Bowl is. So don't be surprised if you see a high-budget commercial for sports.
At Louisiana. Yeah, Louisiana. Popeye's. Louisiana.
Ron, you get me into the Popeye's 1940 or Popeye's Don Julio party. Come on, man. I'll kiss your ass. Town Square City Meeting. Bourbon Street City Meeting.
I don't want you to kiss my
Come
ass
on, man.
In there.
Come on, man.